Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 9th of November, recording at 9:17 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were quite firm, partly on the Italian news, but all that changed when the European bond markets opened, and we had a big upward acceleration in the cost of bond yields, going up to above 7.5% for Italy before paring back a little bit. Now, that caused a sharp sell-off in the European stock markets. Italy was down 3.78%. The UK was down nearly 2%. The German DAX index was down 2.2%. That selling pressure spilled over into the Americas. The S&P 500 was down 3.67%, NASDAQ Composite 3.88%. And the decline pulled the S&P back to 1,229. Against that background, not surprisingly, government bond prices soared. Long bond moved up to, or is currently trading, up 1.2430. And the US dollar has been very firm in here today, regaining its safe haven status. So the US dollar index is at 77.84. That's up over a full point. The Aussie slipped back to 101.50. The euro has fallen quite sharply to 135.43. Sterling, little smaller decline, down to 159.22. Now, a bit of a bloodbath in commodities. I think they were all down except for one coffee contract, and that was the Kansas City, I think, the Arabica coffee. And I don't think it has anything to do with Kansas City, actually, but it's certainly the Arabica contract. And let's see what else we had. Crude oil fell back. That's good news. We had the Brent down $3 to 112, and the WTI has a smaller pullback, but it's currently at 96.10. Precious metals were hit. Gold showed admirable relative strength. It was a bravura performance by gold for most of the day, but then it succumbed to a little bit of contagion selling pressure. Currently, gold bullion is at $17.69. That's down $17. And we lost $41 on platinum, $27 on palladium. Silver down $109 as I speak. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, obviously the whole world is in thrall in terms of what's going on in Europe. And right now, the spotlight is firmly on Italy. And we had, as I mentioned in the introduction, that huge surge in the Italian bond yields. Moreover, the shorter-dated contracts, for instance, the 5-year bonds and the 2-year bonds, have moved higher still. So the Italian bond yields have inverted, which is usually foreshadows recession. Although I don't think anybody had any doubt that Italy's economy was either already in or heading into recession. Now, if we're looking for silver linings, the acceleration is an ending characteristic. I think that the markets were delayed initially. It is that they didn't see how the measures The budgetary measures that Italy has been talking about with so little action for so many months, they didn't see how they were going to get implemented, and that's what really caused many of the problems today. Well, governments are crisis oriented, and they've got a crisis on their hands, so I think they'll be moving fairly swiftly this week, but we will see. Also, in the silver lining department, the advance in stock markets had been pretty good, so there's a little bit of leeway there in terms of reactions. But we're, of course, we're continuing to see the volatility both directions, which alarms investors. And what we saw on Wall Street today amounts to a fairly big downward dynamic, albeit after a more significant and further bravura performance in rallying so far, with the NASDAQ index, for instance, getting all the way back up to the top side of its range before today's downward dynamics. Well, technically, that's capped the rally in the short term, but things can change so fast in here, and with all the focus on Italy, I would expect events there to change fairly rapidly as well. The whole thing, if you think about it, it's a bit surreal. There are elements of farce. The only trouble is that it's costly and potentially extremely, extremely serious. This is really a day-to-day situation, isn't it? And we're not out of it yet. If I try to avoid the emotions, which I always do, and I just look at the chart action, I would say that acceleration in the Italian bond yields, while alarming, is an ending characteristic. Acceleration is always an ending of an unspecified duration. Get the right package, get the right government and actions, and that may seem like a big ask today, but it's not as if Italy doesn't know what to do. And all it needs is for the leaders to stand up and be counted. And if that happens, then I think this will blow over almost as quickly as it's blown up. But we'll see. We will see. Now, what else to mention here? Precious metals. If you get a down day like today, you're almost certainly going to see contagion, and that spreads right across most commodities. You're also going to get flight into the U.S. dollar, which we've seen before. The moment the markets begin to stabilize again, the dollar tends to fall back very, very sharply. There's enough drama going on to create a degree of volatility, and I maintain that the volatility is being exacerbated by the high-frequency trading. But that's the world we live in right now, and the one that we need to get used to. If you're favorite investments get knocked back significantly, that'll be a good time to consider adding to your positions. Just as when markets do too well, which we have not seen certainly for a while, then we want to be a little bit more cautious. I would expect Asia to get clipped tomorrow, but Asia's performance has been reassuring recently, and I think that again China came out with some inflation figures again this month. They were down once again, so the case for China injecting a little bit of additional liquidity, they haven't yet cut interest rates, and they may not for a while, but certainly the evidence is mounting that they're moving beyond their, or they have already moved beyond their monetary tightening stance, and are considering the ways and means and extent to which they will actually ease monetary policy. And that's positive. A reset to the downside by oil prices would be highly positive because Owen and I have been concerned about the strength of both the Brent and the WTI contracts. As I said last night in the audio, were we to get another $20 spike upwards in the price of crude oil prices, I think that would be exceptionally bearish for the global economy. It hasn't happened, at least it hasn't happened yet, but we're going to have to live with that kind of Damoclean sword really for some time. Fortunately, there are some economies that tend to ignore it for the most part. I beg your pardon there, so I've got a telephone ringing here, so threw me off my stride. But fortunately, there are a number of stock markets that are performing, number of instruments, the autonomies not least, that are performing despite these problems. And on that note, I will say, as I usually do, all the best to all of you. I'll be recording and completing earlier tomorrow because of a function that both Owen and I are attending. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.